The weekend's cultural highlights include a global hip-hop collective, an avant-garde jazz quartet, a modern blues icon, sculpture, painting, and more. Nomadic Massive brings its global hip-hop and dance rhythms to the Hunter Center at Mass MoCA in North Adams on Saturday at 7 o'clock. The Montreal-based group has members who hail from Chile, Haiti, Brazil, France, Argentina, St. Vincent, Barbados, France, and Algeria. And its live show is a multilingual eruption of old-school hip-hop with live instruments and a deeply global vibe. The eight musicians from seven countries rap in five languages, blending English, French, Spanish, Creole, and Arabic with old-school beats, live instrumentation, and reggae, funk, and Caribbean samples. Finding inspiration in hip-hop traditions of the past and combining them with their signature global attitude, Nomadic Massive represents a new international frontier of hip-hop. They kind of remind me of the Roots. That's Nomadic Massive at Mass MoCA, Saturday at 7 p.m. Waking the Sleeping Giant is a 1972 work by Herbie Hancock, crafted for structured improvisation for solo piano and electronics. The piece will form the basis for, you can say that again, a concert of electronic music and jazz by pianist-composer Bob Gluck, avant-garde keyboard and computer composer Neil Rolnick, bassist Christopher Dean Sullivan, and guitarist John Myers in the Kellogg Music Center at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington on Saturday at 8 p.m. The Hancock piece was performed in the 1970s by Hancock's pioneering Mwandishi Band, exploring the integration of free yet rhythmically dynamic improvisation within the jazz idiom with electronic sounds. Bob Gluck's sonic commentary on the original work in 2008 was expanded upon by Gluck and Rolnick in 2012 to become a quasi-concerto for piano and computer. Other works to be formed in the adventurous program include Dynamic Ram and Concert Grand, a virtuoso romp for piano and laptop computer, composed by Neil Rolnick in 2014. Cityscapes, a group show of urban scenes by a dozen artists, opens at Carrie Haddad Gallery in Hudson today and remains on view through Sunday, March 1st. There will be a public reception for the artist on Saturday at 6 p.m. Painters in the exhibition include Margaret Crenson, Darshan Russell, Arthur Hammer, Robert Goldstrom, Dan Rupi, Joseph Maresca, Bill Sullivan, Patty Neal, Edward Avedisian, and Richard Merkin. The show will also feature unique burned and scorched works on paper by Paul Chanowski and watercolors by Scott Nelson Foster. Grammy Award-winning Robert Cray brings his modern blues to the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie on Saturday at 8. With five Grammy Awards, 15 nominations, millions of record sales worldwide, and thousands of sold-out performances, blues rock icon Robert Cray is considered one of the greatest guitarists of his generation. Rolling Stone magazine credits Cray with reinventing the blues with his distinctive razor-sharp guitar playing that introduced a new generation of mainstream rock fans to the language and form of the blues. Since then, Cray has gone on to record 16 Billboard-charting studio albums and has written or performed with everyone, from Eric Clapton to Stevie Ray Vaughan, from Bonnie Raitt to John Lee Hooker. Inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2011 at the age of 57, he is actually one of the youngest living legends to receive that prestigious honor. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.